I can see 100 people a day who have given up entirely. And as I walk down sidewalks of light and look into windows of nursing homes, I can see that it is no longer with them. Old, gray-haired waitresses in cafes at night have given it up. I see people sitting on park benches, and I can see by the way they sit and look that it is gone. I see people driving cars, and I see by the way they drive their cars that they neither love nor are loved. It is all forgotten, like an old movie. And I can see by the way their clothing fits them, and by the way they walk, and by their faces and their eyes, that they care for nothing, and that nothing cares for them. I can see 100 people a day who have given up entirely. If I go to a racetrack or a sporting event, I can see thousands that feel for nothing or no one and get no feeling back. Everywhere I see those who crave nothing but food, shelter, and clothing. They concentrate on that dreamlessly. Each day, each night, there are more of them. In the subways and in the buildings and in the parks. They feel no terror at not loving and not being loved. So many, many, many of my fellow creatures. There is enough treachery, hatred, violence, absurdity in the average human being to supply any given army on any given day. Best at murder are those who preach against it, and the best at hate are those who preach love, and the best at war, finally, are those who preach peace. Those who preach God need God. Those who preach peace do not have peace. Beware the preachers, beware the knowers, beware those who are always reading books. Beware those who either detest poverty or are proud of it. Beware those quick to praise, for they need praise in return. Beware those who are quick to censor. They are afraid of what they do not know. Beware those who seek constant crowds, for they are nothing alone. Beware the average man, the average woman. Beware their love is average, seeks average. But there is genius in their hatred. There is enough genius in their hatred to kill you. To kill anybody. Not wanting solitude. Not understanding solitude. They will attempt to destroy anything that differs from their own. Not being able to create art. They will not understand art. They will consider their failure as creators only as a failure of the world. Not being able to love fully, they will believe your love incomplete. And then they will hate you, and their hatred will be perfect. Their finest art. Invent yourself, and then reinvent yourself. Don't swim in the same slough. Invent yourself, and then reinvent yourself. And stay out of the clutches of mediocrity. Invent yourself, and then reinvent yourself. Change your tone and shape so often that they can never categorize you. Reinvigorate yourself and accept what is. But only on the terms that you have invented and reinvented. Be self-taught and reinvent your life because you must. It is your life, and its history and the present belong only to you. I can see 100 people a day who have given up entirely. Too much, too little, or not enough. Too fat, too thin, or nobody. Laughter or tears, haters, lovers, more haters than lovers. There is a loneliness in this world so great that you can see it in the slow movements of the hands of a clock. There is a loneliness in this world so great that you can see it in blinking neon signs. There are people so tired, so mutilated by love or no love, buying a bargain can of tuna in a supermarket is their greatest moment, their greatest victory. People are not good to each other. We think that hatred means strength. What we need is less brilliance. What we need is less instruction. The flash covers the bone, and they put a mind in there, and sometimes a soul. We are born like this, born into this, walking and living through this. Into the sight of broken factory windows of emptiness. Into bars where people no longer speak to each other. Into fist fights that end as shootings and knifings. Born into this, into hospitals which are so expensive that it's cheaper to die. Into lawyers who charge so much it's cheaper to plead guilty. Into a place where the masses elevate fools into rich heroes. Don't be dull and boring and pretentious. Don't be consumed with self-love. If you're doing it for money or fame, don't do it. If you're doing it because you want women in your bed, don't do it. Miracles can happen any place, any day. Your life is your life. Don't let it be clubbed into dank submission. Beyond the watch, there are ways out. There is a light somewhere. It may not be much light, but it beats the darkness. Beyond the watch, the gods will offer you chances. Know them. Take them. You can't beat death, but you can beat death in life sometimes. And the more often you learn to do it, the more light there will be. Your life is your life. Know it while you have it. You are marvelous. The gods wait to delight in you. When it is truly time, if you have been chosen, it will do it by itself. And then it will keep on doing it until you die or it dies in you. There is no other way, and there never was. If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It could mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It could mean freezing on a park bench. It could mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, of how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it. Despite rejection and the worst odds, and it will be better than anything else you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There is no other feeling like that. You will be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. Perfect laughter is the only